So, Andrew Hamilton, thanks very much for talking to me today. So, I'm just going to be asking you today about your piece, which is called Yes Variations, and it's going to be performed on the 27th of November by the Crash Ensemble here in Dublin. What can you tell me about the piece?
The basic text that the singer says in the piece is Ja, of course, German for yes. So that's the very sort of basic idea of why it's called Yes Variations. I also wrote down, I was reading through my notebooks and I read this sentence, you set out to write a beautiful, pure piece of music, but then life gets in the way. I wanted to write a piece that reflected the experiences I've had over the last 10 months. And it's, I suppose that's collection of materials, I collected them, they all have a sort of personal resonance with me. So I only use in the piece fragments that have, I suppose, lasted the over 10 months.
So it's kind of like notebook clippings in a way.
Yeah, and I've taken from, I think the beginning of that set off the whole piece was hearing a man humming to himself on the street, and I went down and I like stealing from anyone, and I went down and wrote that home, and then 2 weeks later I passed by him again and he was still singing the same thing. So that's sort of the piece, is maybe that's where it began. And I just I stole bits from Beethoven and some Handel, and also just melodies that came to you when you're walking on the street.
What would be the instrumentation, of the piece? Will it be, you know, also including electronic recordings, or will it be totally
instrumental? It's a totally acoustic for the full group, and Natasha Lowen singing.
And you've worked with Natasha before, I think, have you?
Yeah, I've worked with her with Crash on I Like Things, and then also I wrote a piece for her, I think it's 2 years ago now, called Music for People Who Think Things Could Be Better. That was from me, and I played the violin in the piece. So
yeah, I knew I heard it from somewhere. So you must enjoy writing for her voice.
Yeah, and she's a great musician and just great to work with. So
yeah, and you mentioned this is the second time now that you've had a commission from Crash. So how do you think this one will have evolved? Do you feel a bit more free to experiment with their makeup, and you know their practice a bit more intimately now?
Well, I definitely think the way I write has developed. I think it was four years ago that I wrote for them before, so just musically my work has changed. So and also I'm very fortunate the past few years to work with musicians who I get on with, our like people like the Crash and the Ives Ensemble and Ensemble Klang in Holland. So,
have you been home recently to have your works performed?
I had a piece done in the printing house last year, but only once in the past 2 years, I think, a piece has been done in Dublin. So
yeah, and I think I saw on your MySpace page that you've got something coming up soon, another piece in Ireland.
I got a piece for the National Chamber Choir in, I think it's April, a new piece for them for the Cork Choral Festival.
And how far have you come now into writing that, or is it in any stages?
It's going to be it's going to be based on a sentence by the Austrian writer Thomas Bernhard, and it's going to be the piece I'm going to write is going to be a start of a larger piece, so everything is ridiculous, the piece.
Yeah, fantastic. And just going back to Yes Variations, I'm just wondering, you know, the length of the piece and what we hope to expect on the night. Will it be kind of a big brash ensemble piece, or will it be something a bit more toned down, like you've done before with Natasha?
It's for the full group of Crash. I suppose it's quite an obsessive piece. Maybe brash. It's hard to say.
Actually, that probably brings me quite easily into the quote that I picked out of your Dust magazine interview, that you said, you're interested in the point at which you forget the material and the larger issues and structure of the piece become clear. Do you think that's that you'd apply that approach to each of your compositions, and what would you say you like about the effect or the result?
Yeah, I had a very interesting conversation a few weeks ago with another composer. He's an English composer, Jeff Hannon, and he was saying that structure gives a piece emotion, and I thought that was sort of relates to what I was trying to say in that quote. It also deals with the way I suppose I approach writing. It's not, some people might say I don't really approach it from the issue of sound or experimenting with instrumental sound. I suppose I'm more interested in how the structure works and...
But I suppose it's just a different starting point for you know, you start from the point of structure, whereas other composers might start with a phrase or with, you know, with an idea for how they might want to work an instrument or something. So your starting point is always structure, is it? Or would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think Louis Andreessen, I read a great quote by him. He said, "I'm not interested in sound, I'm interested in thought." Of course, he was exaggerating a bit. Of course, every composer is interested in sound. Mm-hmm. But that for me, that's the exciting thing about composing is the thought, hearing thought in sound in a way. And that's, I think that for me is through structure.
You mentioned your National Chamber Choir piece, which sounds really interesting. And that's going to be part of a larger scale piece, is it? This is going to be written for the National Chamber Choir, performed by the National Chamber Choir, but it might be expanded then at a later stage. Is that correct?
For them, yeah. First, it's a 3-minute piece, and then I want to take the same sentence by Thomas Bernhard and rewrite it in, I think, 5 different approaches to the same sentence.
And they'll all be the same, they'll all be 3-minute, 5 3-minute bits.
I'm not so sure at the moment.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No problem. So you said you enjoy working for the Ives Ensemble, and I know that you have something coming up with them. It's a 1-hour opera. Are you excited about that? It sounds like a great project.
Yeah, that's in 2011, so it's still a bit far away. But I should be writing a piece for this Amata Festival in New York. That's my next piece. It's for a chamber ensemble called The Knights. K-N-I-G-H-T-F.
And when will that be performed then?
May.
Okay. Yeah. So you're very busy.
Yeah. I'm also writing a piece for the Irish Chamber Orchestra.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. And so. When will that be performed? And is that a commission?
Well, yeah, for next year.
Do you think you'll be back then? Will you be back to see the performance of Crash? Will you be over to...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Because it should be quite a fun event as well as... being something that's really good for Irish music. So thanks very much for talking to me today, Andrew. I know that all of us here in CMC are looking forward to hearing the premiere of Yes Variations.